File 7. Far, Far Away. Session 1. A Long Way From Home. Pages 108 to 111. Listen and understand. Page 109. Listen and understand. 2.
Listen to the news report and find out about space tourism.
Next, on the 1 o'clock news. Space tourism is looking closer and cheaper than ever. Roberta Simons reports from California.
That's right, Claire. Here in California, Virgin Galactic has just announced that its Spaceship 2 will carry passengers into space in the near future. You can see the designs of the interior on your screens now. There have already been several private space flight participants or space tourists. Dennis Tito was the first in 2001. Anousheh Ansari, the first woman, traveled in 2006.
Isn't the cost too expensive for most people?
It's true that the first flights cost at least $20 million. But Virgin Galactic says that the new flights will start at about $200,000.
And will participants be able to spend a week at the International Space Station, like Ansari did?
No, their flight will only last 2.5 hours. Technically, they will enter space at an altitude of 100 miles. They will only spend 6 minutes there, and as soon as the 6 minutes are over, they will travel back to Earth.
Really? 6 minutes only? That's a bit short. But the view will be incredible, I imagine.
Yes. They will be able to see planet Earth, and there will be no light pollution. And best of all, they will be able to experience weightlessness. As soon as they are in space, they will be able to float around the cabin.
Perhaps you will be able to report from space in the future. Thanks, Roberta. Next tonight, the government has announced plans to introduce congestion tax in Birmingham.